Chapter 10. Mulch. It is time to meet a dwarf. A dwarf who loves to steal. His name is Mulch Diggums. Actually, we have met him before. He was stealing things in the police station in Haven City. Mulch was a very naughty dwarf who loved to steal from human houses. He dug tunnels into the houses, stole things, and then sold them. Of course, he lost his magic. This happens if you go into human houses when you are not invited. But Mulch was not interested in magic. Dwarfs, like fairies, live a long time, and Mulch was lucky. Stealing was a good business for a few hundred years, but for the last 100 years he was not lucky, and he was more often in prison than out of it. Right now he was in an LEP prison. He could not tunnel out because the walls, floor and ceiling were made of stone. He was bored and unhappy. When the prison door suddenly opened. "Come on, Mulch," said the prison officer. "Commander Root wants to see you above ground as soon as possible."
"As soon as possible?"
"Now." Commander Root was waiting for Mulch outside Foul Manor.
"Mulch, you're still a prisoner," said Root. "Follow me and don't steal anything."
"Yes, sir,"
Mulch replied, and they walked into the time field and towards Foul Manor. Mulch looked out of the time field. He saw cars on the road and clouds in the sky. They were all moving impossibly fast, but inside the time field, time was stopped.
"I have a job for you, Mulch," ordered Root. "You see that manor?"
"The answer's no,"
said Mulch.
"I haven't asked you yet," said Root.
"There's a human house," said Mulch. "You can't go in because nobody has invited you in. If you do go in, you'll be sick and you'll lose your magic. I've already lost my magic. You want me to go in?"
"We'll let you out of prison 50 years early if you go in," said Root.
"How about you let me out of prison now?" said Mulch.
"That's not happening."
"Then I'm not going in."
"Okay, let's say 75 years early," said Root.
"And can I have my own room in prison with a TV?"
asked Mulch.
"Yes, you can have your own room. Will you do it?"
"Okay, Commander," said Mulch. "But only because it's you."
Foley placed an eye camera on Mulch's eye. Then he put a very small radio behind his ear.
"Now we can talk when you are inside," Foley explained.
Root pulled Mulch to some trees.
"I want you to tunnel in there and find Captain Short," said Root. "Help her if you can. And I want to know how this foul person knows so much about us."
"I don't like it," said Mulch. "I smell stone. There might not be a way in."
"Most of the castle is on rock," said Root. "But there is a place at the side where you can get in. They keep the wine there. And the floor is made of wood."
"Right, stand back," said Mulch.
Everyone moved quickly. Dwarfs tunnel with their strong teeth. Mulch opened his mouth very wide and started work. Soon there was nothing to see but a hole in the ground. When Mulch came into Foul Manor, he saw cameras everywhere. They could not see him now, but they were above every door. He could not move.
"Foley," said Mulch into his radio, "can you do anything about those cameras? If I move, they'll see me."
Mulch heard Foley on his computer.
"Okay, I've done it," said Foley in his ear. "I'm showing Artemis the same 10 seconds of video over and over again. That will give you a few minutes, Mulch."
"Okay, I'll move quickly."
He went upstairs and into the first room. There were a lot of cameras, and they were pointing at a picture of an older fowl.
"Not behind the picture," he said. "Oh, please, it's too easy."
He pulled the picture to one side carefully, and behind it there was a safe. He opened the safe in seconds, but inside there was only human money. Nothing interesting.
"Leave it," said Root. "Try another room."
Mulch nodded, but something was not right.
"If Artemis Fowl is so clever, why is there a safe behind a picture?" he thought.
Mulch looked more closely at the picture. It was too thick. He cut the back and pulled it open.
"There's another safe. It's a smaller one."
He put his ear to it and began work. He was nearly there when he heard a noise outside the room. Someone was coming, and they sounded very big. Mulch tried to work quickly. After a few minutes, he opened the little door to the safe and looked inside.
"Oh, wow," he said, shocked.